I am beginning to record Tehillim 13, L'menatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. This is a strong praise for David. Ad'ona Hashem, Tishkocheni Netzach. Till when, Hashem, will you forget me forever? We are told by the Chazal that Hashem was forced to say those same words, the word ona, also four times. Till when would the Kol Yisrael forget Hashem, would forget God? And we find this often in the words of the Chazal, that the judgment is sometimes so severe that even the same words that are used by a person will come back to that person when he least expects it, when he least expects to get the din, the judgment. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, when he was in Egypt, he said, Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. Perhaps, Hein, the Jews will not listen to me. And when it came for him to die, Hashem told him, Hein karvu yamecha lamus. Yes, your days have come where you are about to die. So even the words that a person uses, when Hashem exacts punishment, when he exacts justice, even the words that a person uses will come back to punish that person. We're told even a sicha kala, even a small conversation between a man and his wife in an intimate moment, Hashem records and he plays it back to that person in the time of judgment. Woe is to that person who meets Hashem's judgment, because no one can stand when Hashem exacts his judgment. So we are told at the beginning of this parak that Ad'ona Hashem tishkacheni netzach. Till when, Hashem? That same word ona is used. We use it the same way when Hashem turns his back on us. How long, Hashem, will you forget us forever? Ad'ona is the second time. Tastir es panecha mimeni. Will you hide your beautiful shine from me? Ad'ona oshis eitzos benafshi. How long will I have to create different types of programs and different types of strategies for myself to escape your judgment? Yagon bilvavi yomam. The pain in my heart during the day. Ad'ona yarem oivi olai. Till when will the enemy be able to elevate themselves upon me? And we are told by the Chazal that these four times that we use the word ona represent the four galus, the four exiles the Jews had to tolerate. So now we take a different approach. Now that we know that the judgment is so strong and that no one can stand in judgment, we begin the prayers to change that judgment. Now, the Jewish people have a unique way of changing the judgment. Even if the judgment is set out, a Jew can change his destiny. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chazal tell us that when Hashem told him that he would not be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, he thought to himself, well, I had these problems before, and my prayers are so strong that I will be able to convince Hashem that I'm worthy to go into Eretz Yisrael, and I don't think it's going to be a problem. When Hashem saw that, he made a shvua. He swore that he would not let Moshe go into Eretz Yisrael. And despite Moshe's prayers, which almost overturned the entire universe, he was not entitled to go into Eretz Yisrael. However, when it came time for the king Chizkiah to be meted out punishment by Hashem, because the king Chizkiah did not want to get married, because he saw that the king Menashe, who was very, very bad, would be a progeny of his. And the Navi Yeshayah ben Amoz, the prophet Yeshayah came to him, and he said, this is what Hashem says. You better talk to your household and tell them that you're going to die. You will not live. So when King Chizkiah heard that, he said to Yeshayah, well, if you were a doctor and your patient was sick, would you go over and tell the patient that he was going to die? Would you tell him that, you know what would happen if you tell him that the patient is going to die? He may get a heart attack and die just from the fright. You can't tell people that. Why don't you tell me that I should do tshuva and I'll live? So Yeshayah said, well, you're not going to live. You're going to die. There's no hope for you. God told me to tell you that you're going to die. Period. You can't do tshuva. So Chizkiah said, what do you mean I can't do tshuva? I'm not going to listen to you. And Chizkiah turned his face to the wall, and he davened to Hashem. And God commanded Yeshayah, God commanded the prophet to go back and meet Chizkiah again. When Yeshayah came to Chizkiah a second time, Yeshayah said to Chizkiah, I see you're still alive. What happened? He said, well, didn't I tell you that I'm not going to listen to you? Didn't I tell you that you can always do tshuva? Didn't I tell you that you can always count on Hashem with his ultimate mercy and rachamim to forgive a person? And that's just what I did. I prayed to Hashem, and he forgave me. So David HaMelech is saying the same type of story over here. He says, Habita, look carefully at me. Aneni Hashem. Answer me, Hashem Elokai. Listen to my davening. Ha'ira Einai. Lighten up my eyes with your Torah. Because when a person wants to do tshuva, he can't just do tshuva. He has to look in the Torah, examine the Torah, study the Torah. Then he's able to come closer to Hashem. Why should I be found guilty and die pen ishan hamavis? Why should I be found guilty and die with those people who are chayav misa, who are responsible for their own deaths? Pen yomar oivi, for maybe the enemy will say, ha, I got him, I conquered him. So the Targum says, who is the enemy? And the Targum says, Dilma Yemar Yitzra Vibisha. Maybe the Yetzer Hara will say, aha, I got him. And there could be no truer statement that who is the enemy of a person, who is the person's biggest enemy, if not himself, if not his own evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara that wants to destroy him. I saw a pshat once, it says, Ki Seitza Lemachoma Aloivecha, when you go out in war on your enemy, and you will see a beautiful woman, and the Torah gives you what ideas, what to do to conquer your Yetzer Hara. And I saw it says, who is the enemy when you go out to war? That's the Yetzer Hara. That's the biggest enemy. And it says, Tzara Yogilu Kiemot, my enemies will delight when I trip, when I go off the way. Ani b'chastecha v'tachti. And I, in your great goodness, that's what I trust in. Not on my own merits. I have no merits. We find that Avraham Avinu, when he went to find a proper mate for his son, Yitzchak, he prayed and he said, Hashem, you should do chesed with your servant Avram. Now Avram Avinu had plenty of merit, yet he had to rely on chesed. And when Moshe Rabbeinu davened, when Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, he said, Ve'eschanan el al Hashem. And the Chazal Darshan, not to eschanan, not to pray, ve'eschanam chinam, he just prayed for chesed. Yogel libi b'yishua secha. My heart delights in your saving. Now, Chazal tell us that this is a very, very difficult pasuk. Because, I mean, the actual translation is, Yogel libi b'yishua secha. My heart delights with your saving of me. However, the Chazal don't look at it that way. They say, Yogel libi b'yishua secha, that my heart delights, will be delighted. I'm going to be happy in your saving, Hashem, when you are saved. Because it doesn't say, Yeshua seinu. It doesn't say, when we're saved. It says, when you, Hashem, when you, God, are saved. Because if the Kal Yisrael is in trouble, or even a Yid is in trouble, Hashem is in pain. We think that, oh, Hashem is doing something to us. It doesn't bother him. It doesn't bother God that he's torturing us or tormenting us or sending us problems. No, Hashem is pained. And when a Jew gets a Yeshua, when a person gets help, Hashem gets the help. And many times, a person can feel a sense of isolation in his own problems. He feels a sense of loss. He has no one to turn to. What he doesn't realize is Hashem is also pained. And when the Jew gets the Yeshua, it's Hashem who's getting the Yeshua. So we are not alone in our struggles. We are not alone in our difficulties. Hashem is with us every step of the way. Hashira l'Hashem. Therefore, I'll sing to Hashem. Ki gamal oloi. Because he gave me only good. And it's an interesting targum here. It says, Diferia alai tofsa. Now, Paria can mean Parayan. But Paria means quickly. He quickly gave to me the Yeshua.